Chapter 19, A Terrible Demand. The Greeks sacked Mysia and returned to Aulis, but there unfavourable winds stopped them from setting sail for Troy. The fleet could not leave the bay. The Greeks waited and waited. Days turned to weeks, but the wind did not come. The men became restless. Agamemnon summoned Calchas and demanded, "Why is this happening?"
"I do not know," said Calchas.
"Why don't you know?" shouted Agamemnon in anger. "You are a seer. Look at my men, sitting here day after day. They are losing the will to fight. They begin to think the gods are against us. They will return to their homes unless we can give them a reason to stay. Find the reason." The following day, Calchas went to Agamemnon and Menelaus. "The gods have spoken to me. Diana demands a sacrifice. Many years ago, you killed her most beautiful stag. Now, to win back her favor, you must now sacrifice your most beautiful daughter."
"Curse you, Calchas! That is a lie!" cried Agamemnon. Calchas shook his head. "I will not do this," Agamemnon said. "I cannot do this."
"But, brother," said Menelaus, "you are a king, and a king must make sacrifices for his people."
"I cannot kill my own daughter."
"This is not just about you. This is about Greece. By not revenging Helen's abduction, you're letting these barbarians take our women and humiliate us. Greece will be seen as weak and cowardly."
"Hypocrite! You think only of your own pride. Why should I sacrifice my daughter so a cheated husband can have his whore back?"
The next evening, Agamemnon called Menelaus to his tent. Exhausted from grief, with dark rings below his eyes, he told him,
"I have decided. My daughter must be...
But how will I get her to come here?"
"Write to her. Say that Achilles wants her to be his wife."
Agamemnon nodded. "Now, get out," he said to Menelaus.